Chapter 11, Section 4. Wilson Fights for Peace. Before you read. In the last section, you learned how the war in Europe changed life at home. In this section, you will read about the treaty that ended the war and Wilson's proposal for a League of Nations. Wilson presents his plan. What were Wilson's peace plans? President Wilson presented his plan for world peace to Congress in January 1918. The plan was called his 14 points. The first 5 points suggested ways that wars could be avoided. They stated that 1. Countries should not make secret treaties with one another. 2. Freedom of the seas should be maintained. 3. Tariffs should be lowered to promote free trade. 4. Countries should reduce their arms. And 5. The interests of the colonial people should be considered. The next 8 points suggested new national boundaries. Wilson believed in self-determination. Different ethnic groups should be able to decide for themselves what nation they would belong to. The 14th point called for a League of Nations. This international organization would address problems between countries before they led to war. Wilson met with leaders of France and Great Britain, Georges Clemenceau and David Lloyd George, to discuss the terms of peace. These leaders had won the war, and they wanted to punish Germany. Wilson had to give up most of his 14 points. The one he insisted on was the League of Nations. Question 1. What did Wilson's first 5 points address? Debating the Treaty of Versailles. What did the treaty say? On June 28, 1919, the leaders of the Allies and the Central Powers met at the Palace of Versailles in France. They were to sign the Treaty of Versailles. The treaty created new national boundaries by 1. Establishing 9 new nations, including Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Yugoslavia. 2. Shifting the boundaries of other nations. And 3. Carving out parts of the Ottoman Empire to create colonies in the Middle East for Great Britain and France. The treaty took away Germany's army and navy. It forced Germany to pay reparations or war damages to the winners. In addition, the treaty contained a war guilt clause. Germany had to admit that it was responsible for causing the war. The Treaty of Versailles had 3 basic weaknesses. The first was its harsh treatment of Germany. Germany was humiliated. Germany was not the only country that had also been militaristic, yet Germany alone was punished. And Germany would not be able to pay the huge reparations. The second weakness was that the Soviet Union, formerly Russia, lost more territory than Germany did. Russia had been one of the Allies and had suffered more casualties than any other country. The Soviet Union was determined to get its territories back. The third weakness concerned colonies. The treaty did not recognize the claims of colonies for self-determination in Southeast Asia, for instance. Wilson brought the treaty back to the United States for approval. He found several groups opposed it. Some thought the treaty too harsh. Others thought it favored the imperialists. Some ethnic groups objected to the treaty because of the way it treated their homelands. The main opposition to the treaty was over the League of Nations. The League was the only one of Wilson's 14 points that was included in the treaty. Conservative senators, headed by Henry Cabot Lodge, opposed joining the League. They did not like the idea of working with other countries to take economic and military action against aggression. They wanted the treaty to include the constitutional right of Congress to declare war. Wilson refused to compromise on the League. He would not accept amendments proposed by Republican leaders. As a result, the Senate failed to ratify the treaty. The United States never entered the League of Nations. It finally signed a separate treaty with Germany in 1921, when Wilson was no longer president. Question 2. Name the three weaknesses of the treaty. The legacy of the war. What was the legacy of the war? The end of the war made Americans yearn for what Warren G. Harding called normalcy. But the war had transformed the United States and the world. World War I had strengthened both U.S. military power and the power of government. It accelerated change for African Americans and women. However, the propaganda campaign left a legacy of mistrust and fear. In Europe, the war left a legacy of massive destruction, loss of life, political instability, and violence. Communists ruled in Russia, and soon after the war, fascist organizations seized power in Italy. Americans hoped that the war had convinced the world to never fight again. But in Europe, the war settled nothing. In Germany, Adolf Hitler exploited Germans' discontent with the Treaty of Versailles and threatened to fight again. Hitler was true to his predictions. America did have to fight again, years later, in a Second World War. Question 3. What were the long-term results of the war?